We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
James Conner, we mentioned it earlier. When he goes over 125 total yards, the Steelers win, as long as he doesn't fumble the ball. 5-0-1 now when he goes 125 total yards or more. Last night he was close. 41 yards on 16 carries, 78 yards via 7 catches as well. And he was asked post-game, what was the key to that early success in the run game?
It just takes patience, you know. We did a good job converting on third down, like I said, this game. And so the run game will get going as long as, you know, we can get first downs and stuff. So it kind of came together today.
Yeah, it came together because of that offensive line in particular.
Man, early on, you know, was gashing them kind of early, so just riding with them. They did a good job of protecting, you know, keeping Doug healthy, upright. So it's really, tone set early on in the game.
I thought he said Doug for a minute. I'm like,
who's Doug? Doug?
Yeah, Doug Ligurski. did you think that Coach Randy was going to screw things up after the first snap from scrimmage offensively when they had the football and he throws? It wasn't a back shoulder throw. It was just kind of an underthrow and a weird sort of route.
Yeah.
When they threw it to Juju and you're like, come on, guys, what are you doing here?
And
then he got it quickly together and did exactly what they should have done.
Until they started moving the ball, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was worried all week, throughout the weekend, leading up to the game, and then after that first play, like, what's he going to do? But I was definitely heartened by the fact that he seemed to understand exactly what the game plan called for yesterday. And look, everything becomes that much easier when your offensive line is punching people in the face, and they looked very good again last night.
Well, because they go to Juju first snap, then Banner reports eligible for some reason. They go to, and then they hand it off to Connor up the middle, and then they go to Vance McDonald for a little bit of a gain, and then they punt, and you're like, here we go, right? Like, the very first pass that Duck Hodges threw went in the air further than they let Mason Rudolph throw it any time in his career. What are you doing? And then Coach Randy quickly got it together. I think that maybe getting kind of punched a little bit by the defense, or maybe feeling them out.
And getting an early lead, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
defensively, it sprung.
Yeah, that helped. But I was going to bring this up. Do you think that one play, remember when Trent Green was doing one of those games, and he said they've got to throw it downfield, even if you don't complete the ball?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe that one play just loosened things up enough that it set things up for later in the game?
It's a very good point, Jim. It's a very good point. It never shook Juju free individually the rest of the game. But what it might have did, or what it might have done, excuse me, is provided the threat of Juju being able to take the lid off just a little bit, or being able to, maybe it just showed that Duck had an arm.
Well, and if nothing else, I think the design of the routes, and look, I didn't watch every play from the coaches' angles and all that, but it looked like the design of the routes was not, you think back to the Niners game, and everything, all four or five eligibles were underneath, right? Everybody was right there in front of the line of scrimmage. It felt like there was more of a tiered attack going on last night, where you'd have an option deep, then you'd have a couple in sort of intermediate depth, and then you'd have the back coming out of the backfield. In more cases than not, it was James Conner, and Hodges was able to work through that progression.
They could have hit James Conner on a swing pass for 16 yards all night long last night, it felt like. Every single snap.
Because the design of the routes was taking the corners off the ball far enough that they could swing him out into the flat and hit him with those dump-offs.
What you know think what happened, too, is I thought that the wide receivers, and they don't get enough credit for this, I thought they came back and blocked really, really well for Connor as soon as it was obvious that the Steelers were going to check down and go short. And I thought that Duck Hodges did a really good job of, he didn't have to elongate plays. He didn't have to keep them going. He saw a second read and just got it out to him and let him make a play.
Well, he also did a really good job of being, he didn't get sacked.
No.
But he was pressured a few times, and he did a good job of, especially those low snaps and then that really horrific snap, of getting out of trouble and avoiding big losses. And I can't remember when he had to evade the pass rush, how many he completed at least a couple of
the
passes.
The snap between his legs, which was his fault, honestly, the one that he missed. He alleviated a 30-yard loss by making the play that he made.
By having the awareness to look around and know that he had time to throw the ball.
I know.
He's good form over there. He's better than Moncrief. They should sign
without moving his feet either.
Like, to which I'm wondering, like, will he get in trouble for that? Should he have just let it go?
Like, ducked and no pun intended?
He did make a nice catch.
It was.
Does Devin Bush have as many catches as Moncrief this year?
Not quite.
He's there, though.
He's getting close. Yes. It's a competition. What last night proved to all of us, I think, is that this offense should be much more effective when Mason Rudolph is healthy. That they can design an offensive game plan that doesn't rely on tricks or gimmicks or a special wildcat package, and they can let if you can build routes and build a game plan the way they did last night for Hodges for Rudolph, I think Rudolph could be really successful once he's ready to go.
You know what else I'm convinced of in the passing game? That Vance McDonald right now is playing on grit and taping his body together, and he's nowhere near 100%. No. He is a tough hombre, and he is bad as hell. But he is this bye week for the guys that we know, Tuitt, Watt, Connor, Hayden, what we know it's maybe going to be able to do for them, it's going to do just as much for Vance McDonald. He is dragging himself out there.
Yeah, he's on one arm, basically.
For sure. You can tell just by watching him.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.